From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Claudia Brancart. Before we get started, a quick happy birthday to NSPR's Sarah Bohannon. Now, your headlines for Monday, June 8th.
Coming up, the special election may be over, but the race for a full term in California's first congressional district is just beginning. Why James Gallagher and Mike McGuire are already focused on November.
Also, Governor Gavin Newsom is renewing rewards in two Butte County cold cases.
And Shasta supervisors are considering how AI could streamline county operations without replacing workers.
Just days after winning a seat in Congress, Republican James Gallagher is already looking ahead to November. Gallagher won the special election to replace Doug LaMalfa, but he'll soon face voters again in a newly redrawn first district that's more favorable to Democrats. Here's Gallagher giving his election night speech last week.
We're going to shock the world. We're going to win this district. And that's... It's a lot of work.
Gallagher won the short-term vacancy under the old congressional lines. But the race for a full two-year term will be fought under California's new Prop 50 map. Gallagher is expected to face Democrat Mike McGuire in the general election this fall. McGuire is making the case that some voters know a vote for Gallagher is a vote for President Donald Trump's agenda.
They know that he'll continue to rubber stamp the Golden Ballroom. They know that James Gallagher will continue to rubber stamp the Great Arch to put Donald Trump's face on Mount Rushmore.
Meanwhile, Gallagher is trying to connect McGuire to Governor Gavin Newsom, Prop 50 redistricting, and Democratic priorities in Sacramento. For a deeper dive into the race, listen to Andre Bayek's latest in-depth episode. You can find it in the NSPR Headlines podcast feed.
Staying on the election, Butte County election officials say they're on track to meet a fast-approaching deadline in the special election for LaMalfa's former seat in Congress. The county has until June 11th to certify results in the race to fill the vacant seat through the rest of the year. Registrar Keaton Denley says those ballots are taking priority over the regular primary races, which have a later July deadline.
But because of the short timeline for that special, it has taken priority. So we are really focusing on that one, making sure we're getting all those signatures verified, all the ballots counted.
Butte County voters received two ballots in the mail for the separate primaries. Shasta Scout reports things are looking tougher for Shasta County election staff. That's because both the regular and special primary races are on the same ballot, forcing the office to get everything processed by the earlier June date. Shasta County's registrar says he hopes to have ballots ready early this week.
In other news, Newsom has reissued $50,000 rewards in two unsolved Butte County killings. In 2014, 25-year-old Chico State student Mark Thompson was found fatally shot inside a burned car off Oro Quincy Highway outside Oroville. In 2021, 20-year-old Tyler Dixon was killed while sleeping in a tent at a campsite near Lake Oroville. Newsom says the victims' families deserve justice. Tips should go to the Butte County Sheriff's Office.
Shasta County is taking an early step toward bringing artificial intelligence into local government. The Board of Supervisors will consider a resolution today that encourages county departments to explore AI tools while setting expectations for safeguards and transparency. Supervisor Matt Plummer is on Shasta County's AI task force and is behind the resolution.
The intent is to encourage our county to pursue solutions that can be powered by AI while having appropriate safeguards and being transparent with the public about when and how we would use those tools.
Plummer says AI could help departments that are understaffed and under-resourced by taking on routine, time-consuming work.
In other things to know today, more than 86,000 immigrants without legal status left or were denied Medi-Cal in January and February. That's according to the latest data from the California Department of Healthcare Services. It's the largest two-month drop for that group since California expanded coverage regardless of immigration status in 2024. Experts point to new state policy changes, including a January enrollment freeze for some undocumented adults.
Also, California energy regulators are investigating whether major gas brands are using the war in Iran to boost profits. State officials recently told lawmakers that branded stations like Chevron, Shell, and Valero charge about 31 cents more per gallon than unbranded stations in California. Regulators say retail markups may also help explain why drivers see such big price differences at the pump.
And those are your headlines for Monday, June 8th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more of our elections coverage online at mynspr.org. I'm Claudia Brancart.
And I'm Eric Adams. Hope it's a great week.